process. You know, the statute does not really provide for work groups.
Right.
It's something that the commission has, as a matter of convenience, to assist it in its decision making, a process that it has sort of developed ad hoc. The statute says in section 22251B that the commission shall develop, et cetera, approve, disapprove, review standards. And then in L, it says if the commission determines it necessary, you can appoint a SAC for development. And then in N, it says if a SAC is not appointed and the commission determines it necessary, it can submit a request to the department to engage the services of private consultants, et cetera, to assist the commission in carrying out its duties. The work group has sort of grown out of that last section, but it doesn't really fit that last section. And so, you know, I don't want people to, I mean, we're at the point now, you've been doing work groups so long that people are starting to think like there's some sort of law revolving around work groups. You know, the work group is there to assist these commissioners to make a decision who could actually make it without even having either a SAC or a work group.
Yes.
You could sit here, debate the issue, work out the language yourself, and actually adopt a certificate of need review standard or modify one directly. That was one of the changes that was designed in the statute when it was modified a few years ago. So, you know, I realize it's perfectly legitimate for people to raise concerns as to whether they felt that their points of views have totally gotten to this commission, whether through the work group or whatever, but it's also appropriate for them to be directly expressing those points of views to this commission. So, you know, I'm just kind of warning you not to get too hung up on the work group process. There was a request, and I hadn't had a chance to do it yet, to try to formalize a little more through the bylaws, and I do have some language I've started to work on with regard to that. But even that won't have the force of law the way, if, for example, if you adopted a rule would.
Right.
But it seems to me people do have the right and should bring up points that they're concerned about with regard to the process and what happened. But it's not like this is a legal challenge.
Great. Thank you. I'm happy to work with you on the language. I've been involved in a couple of work groups. Dr. Sandler's been involved in a couple of work groups. We've all noticed the ability of the work group to help inform discussion and problems with the work group in terms of procedural issues. So I'm happy to look at that with you. All right. So I was asked to see if Michael Keller from the Michigan FFL-CIO could go first, if he is still here.
Is this a new topic?
Yes. This is the rest of the public hearing, and this is, it looks like, all cards on open heart. All right, Mr. Keller is not here, so he asked if he wasn't available whether his comments could be read into the record, and I'm happy to do that. So these are comments from Michael Keller, K-E-L-L-E-R, Michigan State AFL-CIO on Open Heart Surgery Center. And he says, thank you for this opportunity to speak on this issue. My name is Michael Keller, and I am the legislative director for the Michigan State AFL-CIO. Metropolitan Health Systems is proposing adding another open heart surgery program to the Grand Rapids area. There are currently 7 hospitals within a 90-minute radius that can perform open-heart surgery. There is no evidence of patients waiting for this surgery or any evidence there is a shortage of services available. Adding another open-heart surgery center would dilute the volume per center and effectively increase the cost per procedure. The number of open-heart surgery cases are decreasing every year through the use of medicine and other medical procedures. Using this as a predictor, it would seem that another open-heart surgery center is not needed at this time. And then he thanks the commission for their time. So let me then move to the other cards on open heart. And again, this is not anything that is on our agenda. I was asked whether we could do this at public comment at the beginning of the meeting so people wouldn't have to sit through the rest of the meeting. I think just as a courtesy, that's appropriate. And so we have several cards all related to open heart issues. First is David Port Coast from Metro.
Good morning. My name is Dave Porteous, and I am general counsel to the board of directors of Metropolitan Hospital. This morning I am here on behalf of not only Metropolitan Hospital, but also a significant number of community cardiologists, some of whom are affiliated with Metropolitan Hospital, some of whom are affiliated with St. Mary's Health Center, and a representative from St. Mary's will talk later about their support for the project. And some who are independent of either of these two institutions. It is important that you understand this because we bring this issue to you as a community, not as a single healthcare provider. Specifically, we are asking that the Commission consider an earlier than scheduled revision to the methodology that is used by the department for applicants who apply to obtain a certificate of need for an open adult open-heart surgical service. We understand that the Commission has as its principal mission to ensure that certain types of healthcare services are delivered in a way that assures quality of service, adequate access, and that this is done in a way that controls and safeguards against excessive or unjustifiable costs. We understand that in order to ensure and protect quality, access, and cost in the context of adult open-heart services, the Commission has set a threshold for a minimum number of cases that any applicant institution must be able to demonstrate or project the ability to deliver in order to assure that the program is a quality program. Currently, that threshold is 300 cases. However, the methodology that is used for calculating those 300 cases relies exclusively on discharges from the applicant hospital or other hospitals within the applicant service area who would pledge their discharges to the applicant hospital. In Kent County, which is a community where Metropolitan, St. Mary's Health Center, and these cardiologists are located, that methodology makes it virtually impossible for either Metropolitan or St. Mary's, or a combination of those two institutions, to apply for an open-heart program because it cannot and will very likely never be able to meet the 300-case threshold without the change that we are suggesting. It's not surprising that this would be the case, and it's not the fault of the institution that holds the existing program. We're not suggesting that there's any intention on the part of the Commission, the State, or Spectrum Health to create this barrier to competition. But that is what has occurred, and we believe that this is not in the best interest of our community. We understand that the Commission has a process, and as a general rule, you have a calendar that says your standards are reviewed on a schedule and that this standard is not scheduled to be reviewed until 2011.
Mr. Porteous, how much more do you have? Because your time just expired. If you got a lot of pages.
Well, I tell you what, I will move through this a little quicker because probably you may prefer also to hear from maybe the more important people, which is the cardiologist.
Well, let me just caution everybody. Because of our time constraints, we have a time for public comment, and the buzzing, the dinging sounds you hear is when your time is up.
Okay.
So I just would ask people to be respectful of that.
Well, In that vein, Mr. Chairman, I would indicate that there are two principal and compelling reasons for the Commission to act on the request to revise the standards. One is cost, and we believe that this competition helps in that area. The other is that Spectrum has publicly communicated an intention to deliver a closed physician staff model If that's the case, that could seriously impact the access of cardiologists that are not employed in that clinic for open heart services. We have a couple of handouts that I would hand out to the commission that you already have that you can review. I think that you will see from that the very compelling thing as to the anomaly that we have with Kent County with only one program considering our population, and number two, the fact that we believe that we can meet with a combination of St. Mary's, Metro, and our cardiologists well in excess of 300 by using those numbers. We thank you for your time and appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today.
Questions for Mr. Porteous? Commissioner Sandler?
Several comments. First, I did vote for you, by the way. I want you to know that.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I don't know that's what that says about my judgment, but I did vote for you. But
just so people know, I was on the board of Michigan State. Whether that's a positive or a negative, I'm
well, not. I actually, some people told me you were the best regent, if you want to know that, you know, all kidding aside. But here's the question that a number of the commissioners, and I was sincere with that comment, but here's a question of the number of commissioners I've heard ask of themselves ask me. In 2007, we had a SAC. In 2008, the standards were up for review, and admittedly, the only reason we brought them up so quickly was we were trying to get everything under a three-year cycle. And nobody was here from Kent County or Metro Health or Grand Rapids St. Mary's that raised this issue. Could you please comment on that?
Sure, I'd be glad to. Frankly, there are several things I think that have occurred as far as changed circumstances. Number one, we were in the process of building a new hospital. That new hospital is complete. It's a beautiful hospital. It has the adequate facilities. It has facilities that would accommodate a program such as this. We also have the coalescing of our hospital, St. Mary's, as well as a cardiologist who believe that there is a compelling need for this, particularly when you look at our current economic situation in Michigan and all of the concern about costs or controlling costs. We think that we can be a component in helping in that regard. But as it relates to Metro, that was a significant change for us. We needed to get our new hospital built and get moved.
Okay. Well, thank you for answering.
Other questions? So you're coming to us asking that we deviate from our standards and re-review the open heart standards that we reviewed last year. Is that right?
That is correct.
And have you asked anyone else to be involved in this process?
As far as?
State legislators?
No.
And you understand that Metro had an issue a few years ago about being landlocked and about having the ability to build a new hospital, and you came to the commission and we were able to change standards to allow you to move more than 3 miles to build a new hospital. Is that right?
Absolutely. I mean, and in fact, we think that the commission, we appreciate how understanding they were, and we think we've been a good steward of that confidence. If you have the opportunity to see the new healthcare village that is developing around our hospital and the service that is being provided.
But at the time that you decided to build a new hospital and you designed and then subsequently built your new hospital, were you thinking about expansion of cardiac services?
At that particular time, I can't sit here and say what all of our doctors and whatnot were thinking. I think that I think at that point in time we were looking at, you know, the building of the new hospital and the sort of things that we needed to do to meet that goal and sort of a long-term approach that might provide the opportunity in the future for various services in collaboration with other healthcare providers. But at that time, I don't think we were able to say for certain what those would be, because facts and circumstances do change and ebb and flow.
Other questions? Thank you, Mr. Porter.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, this Commissioner Smith. This is a question for the department. As I recall, in our discussions pertaining to open heart surgery, most recently last year, we talked about access, we talked about quality and cost. I don't remember any of them being an issue in the West Michigan area.
This is Brenda, and I think that's what he accurately stated. This was not an issue at that point in time when we looked at those standards.
Questions, comments? Thank you. So we have...
thank you very much.
Paul Kovac, West Michigan Heart.
Hello, everyone. My name is Paul Kovac. I'll be brief. I understand we have time constraints. I'm a cardiologist in Grand Rapids. I think you have several letters from several cardiologists in the Grand Rapids area. These letters represent several cardiologists from several different groups working at all the hospitals in Grand Rapids. There are three of other cardiologists here with me this morning, Dr. William Murphy, Dr. Sandy Carana, and Dr. John Key. I've been a cardiologist for 13 years in Grand Rapids. I practice primarily in Grand Rapids and Kent County. I also practice in Montcalm County. This issue with a second open heart program is very important to many cardiologists in our area. The issue is access. Currently, we have one hospital to provide complex revascularization procedures, open heart surgery, and percutaneous interventions for a county of over 600,000 people, for an area of 1.2 million people. When these patients need these procedures, generally they are having an acute coronary syndrome. They're either having unstable angina or a heart attack. Now, all these patients don't present to Spectrum. They present to hospitals in the surrounding area where we see these people and we take care of them, and we get them to the point where either we can treat them medically or we find that they need these kind of complex revascularization procedures. And at that point, they need to be transferred to our local hospital Spectrum. And most of the time, we can get them there in a very timely fashion. But there are times, and this happens relatively frequently, where the care is delayed, we can't get the patient to the hospital for whatever reason. Either they're closed to accepting patients, and there's a delay. It can be several hours, maybe more than a day. And with this delay in these patients that are unstable and have these acute coronary syndromes, you then have an increased risk of complications, like extension of their heart attack, or congestive heart failure, or life-threatening arrhythmias, or premature death. And the longer the delay, the more likely that these things are going to occur. Now, if this happened anywhere else in the state of Michigan, it happened in Lansing, or Detroit, or Saginaw, or Kalamazoo, and there was a sort of delay, even a few hours, you call another hospital and you'd say, listen, I've got a patient that needs to come over. And they'd say, sure, send him over. This is where competition is good for our patients. It's good for patient care. We don't have that option. You know, 1.2 million patients don't have that option. If we want to send them someplace else, as the first author of that first letter pointed out, we're talking sometimes 90 minutes away to send those patients. Grand Rapids is the second largest city in Michigan. Any other city smaller than Grand Rapids would have this option of a second opinion, or another option for them. So I would like the commission to please examine this issue again. You have several cardiologists representing thousands of patients that would like the opportunity to have a second program in town so we can provide better access, better patient care, better outcomes for our patients. That's what this is all about. Thank you.
Questions for Dr. Kovac? Dr. Kovac, you are a member of the West Michigan Heart Association, and according to the letterhead, there's about 33 doctors in that program. Are you aware that we got a letter dated June 9 from Dr. Michael Vrendenberg, managing partner of West Michigan Heart?
No.
Let me just read you the letter. It says, Dear Commissioner Goldman, I have become aware that you have received letters supporting Metro Hospital's pursuit of an open-heart surgery program. Please be advised that the letters received by your office regarding such a program, including the contemplation of examining the Certificate of Need standards, should not be considered as support from West Michigan Heart in its entirety. The letters that you have received represent the explicit view of those physicians who authored the letter. Sincerely, Michael Brendenberg, DL Managing Partner. So is it correct to say that what you have just told us is your personal opinion and not the opinion of West Michigan Heart?
It is. I'm representing the cardiologists that have presented letters to the commission and not West Michigan Heart.
Thank you.
Look, I have one question now that you've raised that. Please clarify this to me so there won't be any